Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 534 for March 27th, 2008. Belkin's Mini Surge Protector. And now, get ready for Dick. Time for the Daily GizWiz, and we are here with the Daily Giz himself, Mr. Wiz, the Biz, Mr. Dickie D. Bartholomew. Hello, Dick.
How you doing?
I'm very well.
Happy
Thursday to you.
Well, the same, but today's a special Thursday.
A special Thursday. It is the Thursday, the last Thursday before April Fool's Day.
Well, that may be special to you, but we're going to announce the winners.
Oh!
But this is how I did it, so that neither you nor I will get any hate mail. Okay?
So they're completely fictitious people?
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. Audrey, Abby's driver's on the way.
Yeah.
Henry's driver's on the way. Jennifer's driver. No. Okay.
All in the port.
So,
isn't that odd? How could that have happened?
So Mac Store, we have the Mac Store drives,
yes.
The 1 terabyte.
Yes.
We have the two smaller drives to give away.
Yeah.
And thanks to Andy, we have 5 copies of that Crazy Talk.
Crazy Talk.
Remember where we were animating my dog?
It's so funny. Yeah.
And 10 copies of CyberLink UCam, which I love. That's where you can instantly put a video up on YouTube, but you can make it look like a photograph. You can have fireworks going off as you're talking.
Well, that's the one you did the Polaroid pictures of.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes, using YouTube. Using YouTube. UCam. I know. I've got so many papers going on here.
Over here with the thing and the. Okay. Yes.
So about 1,400 people sent in their name. I know. This is really a nightmare. I went through and I picked out. We have three.
How could you even read 1,400 submissions?
You know what? Unfortunately, I did. It's very interesting. They fall into great patterns. The sucking up.
Yeah.
I must back up everything Leo ever recorded.
Oh, yeah. Good start.
Right. Got good start. And then sympathy. I need pictures of my parents before they pass on.
Oh, man. Oh, that's hard.
Hundreds of those.
Yeah.
And amazingly, about a couple hundred Dumb Dora. You know, we said you could make it like right. And the most frequent one was, I need this backup drive to back up my truck, back up my RV, back up my boat.
Good, I like that. The little pun.
Yeah, so, a little pun. So I picked a few of each. I numbered them from 1 to 18. So now you pick 3 numbers from 1 to 18, and they will get the drives. We're leaving it up to Mac Store.
Completely random.
It's completely random. Oh, I tell you, pick out 3 numbers, and then out of the 3, you'll pick one, and that one will get the 1 terabyte drive.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? 1 to 18.
All right. Number 7.
Number 7.
I have not, and I'm not looking over your shoulder. I don't know what these are. They're just random numbers to me.
Right. Okay. Okay. This is from Bob D. And he has to send us, email me with, you know, using the same email address. This was kind of funny. Bob D. wrote in, I want the Mac to One Touch so I can back up my plans for world domination.
Yes.
And my vacation photos. So it's, there were lots and lots of world domination, but I love that little. Okay, so number 7 is a Mac Store winner.
Congratulations, okay. Bob D. from We Don't Know Where. And
we don't know where,
why.
Because he only signed it Bob D. Okay.
He didn't think he'd
pick
win.
Another number.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Number
okay.
4.
Number, this is so exciting.
This is so exciting.
Number 4 is from Brad Pryor, Sarasota, Florida. I want the Mac Store One Touch to back up all the recipes I have stored in the Honeywell 316 kitchen computer. What a lifesaver.
All right. So, here's a guy who's paying attention. We like
that. Paying attention. Okay. He gets a Max to drive.
Congratulations, Brad Pryor. And finally. Okay.
Finally.
Number 12.
Number 12. Okay.
Are you mad at me? Did I leave out some good ones? I'm sure I did.
No. You know, what I'm going to do is I'll scan a couple of the funny ones because they're all going to get a prize. All these 18 people.
You all get prizes.
And I picked, this is one I picked up like a dumb Dora kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Hello, Dick. Max, he's very clever. Instead of dumb Dora, he came up with, hi, Dick. Max Maxter was so smart. He said, I need my one touch to back up my trailer home. and it's Elia.
Elia?
Elia. Elia. So Elia is a woman, right?
Could be either.
Could be. It could be.
I think Elia, it's a guy. Elia?
DiMaio. DiMaio.
Elia DiMaio.
DiMaio.
From?
Okay. She did not say where she is from. By the way, you must be in the U.S. or Canada. If you're not, we'll just send you a license.
I'm going to give you a backup number in case one of these people can't.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like a first runner-up in case Miss Maxter cannot serve.
The first runner-up.
Okay. Is number 11 and then number 17 in case you run out.
Okay, number 11 I'll put as a backup.
And number 17 in case any of these three... You either can't get a hold of, or they're not from the U.S. or something like that.
Okay.
Or they're members of families, staff, or...
Number 11, he's going to get something. I picked him.
You are the first runner-up. You get absolutely nothing.
No, he's getting something. But I picked him on the sympathy line.
Okay.
Because he is a freelance journalist, and he's trying to write his first novel that he wants
to
back up.
Oh, he needs a Maxter,
He needs Okay, so he's the backup, but he will win something.
Good.
And I'm going to quickly just tell you some of the other funny things. Richard Nicole will win something. It kind of broke me up because he said, I need to back up my impressive collection of spam and viruses. That's kind of funny, isn't it?
Right.
Brad McGuffey, you're a winner too. He's going to pick up the cute pictures of his baby boy. And then in parentheses, the ugly ones I'm going to lose, but don't tell my wife.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Right. That's good.
And then Bear, he just signed it Bear, said, I want to send in backup photos of my dad and me. I'm the bulldog. So he's sending it in as his dog, and he sent in a picture of.
You see,
that was cute.
Always good. You can always get Dick with the dogs.
You can get Dick with the dogs. You can get Dick with a funny line.
Michael Potter.
This is very funny. Michael Potter says, I need the Maxor One Touch to back up my Marcel Marceau album collection.
That's very pretty quiet.
Pretty quiet. The mime.
You know, it's funny because people who listen to this show kind of have your sense of humor, Dick.
You know, I guess.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Dawn and Drew Mignon, you guys are winners. Oh, Mark Westmar. At first, I was kind of annoyed at his entry, but it's kind of clever. He said, Dick, I need to back up.
Yes.
And then he sent me three solid pages of zeros and ones. That's pretty funny.
That's good.
It?
Annoying, but clever.
Annoying, but clever. So Mark Westmar, M-E-S-T-M-A-R. Benjamin Struck. Wow, I love that name. Sympathy both here works at the University of Wyoming, and he's doing oral histories of veterans, and he wants to back that up, so we're giving him that. Oh, and this is another funny one. Jeff, U-L-I-C-N-Y.
U-L-I-C-N-Y, Ulickney.
Yeah, okay.
As opposed to Ulickme, which is another.
Yeah, that's, I need to back
that's
up.
That's your dog.
My dog, right. And this is another one, clever thing, and you'll say it. It's my sense of humor. Need to back up pictures of my four dogs, my 10 cats, my three bearded dragons, the two rats, and I guess I suppose I should have some pictures of my wife and family.
You guys have been reading too much Mad Magazine.
Mad Magazine. Jeff Meekoff, and a lot of people did this, but it caught me off guard the very first time. I need to back up Back up, back up. Oh, I fell over a chair. I should. A lot of backup jokes. We're almost there. Daryl Brenning. Oh, kind of sympathy boat. My father's retired. I'm teaching him to become a geek, but I know he's going to wipe out his computer several times, so I want to back up all his stuff. That was clever. Oh, this is very good. Just signed his name, Donald. I want to back up the internet.
Good. So, good. He needs a larger size for that. Send him about a little more space. Yeah. And it won't be one button. It'll be 2,000 buttons.
Yeah, 2,000 buttons. And then Donna, you know, I think Don is a repeater, so I'm not going to use his name. Ken Fortney. He worked for the church, and he's backing up files for the parish and the church. And our final winner is... It's DL, but TryFeros is his email. He's going to back up his life once he gets one. So, all right, so there you go. Excellent. So, email me your address. If you don't live in the US or Canada, tell me that, and we'll get you a license for some piece of software. I'm sure Andy Markin will come through for us.
So in fact, US or Canada.
U.S. or Canada. I asked the people at Maxdor. I asked Andy, U.S. or Canada, we will send them packages. Packages. So email me your address and try and send it from the same email address that you sent the entry in. So there you go. So it was a lot of work, but I do it because I know if I won something, I'd be very happy. And so...
That's really great. I can't believe you went through that many entries. You're a champ.
Well, when
especially
you get
after this, going through all that email. Oh yeah, it's the big bucks, huh?
That's what got me is when I suddenly realized that half the entries were back in those. I ain't doing this anytime soon again.
No. So, okay. What was this for? Our 500th? I can't even remember.
This was for leap year.
Leap year. Okay. Well, you won't have to do it for four more years. That's okay.
Right. That's right. The woman from the PR. That was from.
Was it Annie Markin or?
No.
Maxdor.
Papadopoulos. Nathan Papadopoulos at Maxdor called and said, you know, how about on leap year saying you have an extra day, back up your files? And I said, Nathan, wait till leap year to back up your files? I said, it's a great idea, but we'll do it other than leap year.
We should probably do it more often.
Yeah. He said, well, you know what? We're also up to giving you a couple of drives if you're injured. I said, our listeners would, yeah. As all those people can attest to. So there you go. And now there's still time to do a gadget of the day.
Well, yes, of course. We can't do a giz without a gadget. Unless you want to do this next time on Turn the Tables Tuesday and I'll take the day off. No. Hmm? Okay, never mind.
No. Okay, it's from Belkin.
Yeah.
And it's a nifty little gadget, something that you and I will both use. It's called their Mini Surge Protector. If you go to Belkin, it's under What's New, and it says coming soon. So, Leo, this is for small enough to throw in a suitcase, three-prong plug on the back, rotating plug. So what it gives you, it takes up just one outlet, but it gives you three AC plugs and two USB charging ports.
Wow.
So when you're at the hotel or at the airport and everybody's gathered around, you know, the flight's late and everybody's gathered around the one outlet at the airport, you could have three people plugging things in. You can be charging two different USB devices. And it takes the full-size USB dongle, but if it takes the mini one in the kit, it also gives you a little conversion cable so you can plug that directly into the mini surge protector and then charge. I think like the BlackBerries and some of the Motorola phones use that, the smaller USB dongle.
So all you need is a USB cable and you just plug that phone into there and it could charge.
Yes. Well, you get one USB cable with it. You get standard USB to the mini dongle. You get the little... surge protector.
This is very good. Plug. This would be good for the hotel because it gives you three plugs.
And two USB charging.
Two USB charge. This is good. Yeah. This is what I need.
Yeah, this is under $25.
Perfect. This is obviously somebody at Belkin actually travels.
Yes.
Because sometimes you
Melody.
Wonder.
Yeah.
Melody
yes,
Belkin?
No. Melody, I've forgotten the last name right now. But I never forget the name Melody because I love that name.
It's a beautiful name. Yeah. So Melody Belkin travels. She has the 360-degree rotating plug with four locking positions. She says, I'm in a hotel room. I need more plugs. Maybe get two of these. Then you could charge every device. You'd have six plugs. This is great.
This is not a bad idea. And I like the price. Under $25.
And it's a surge suppressor.
Yeah, exactly. And a little LED to tell you that you're in a grounded outlet. And indeed, the outlets are protected.
I'm getting two of these.
Pretty clever.
Because I'm going to Australia next week, you know.
Oh, my word. What kind of power do they have in Australia?
I think it's upside down, mate. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, that's okay. So just bring your plugs and put them in upside down.
I might do that.
Is it standard 110?
No, I don't know. I think it's 220.
220?
And I think they have
Your stuff is going to run real fast.
Yeah, everything's going to be great.
Wow.
Yeah, babe.
I bet you're a laptop.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I probably, I have some, those adapters, plug thing. And I have one transformer. But I think all the computer stuff will work at the 220. So I think I'm all right. I'm bringing a lot of stuff.
Yeah. How long are you going for?
Let's see, 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why today we're doing 71.
Yeah.
We're recording 71.
Actually, as you hear this, I've been in Australia all year. and pretty soon you'll hear some repeats, but that's okay. I don't think we're going to have any repeats, believe it or not.
Wow.
Because you're such a hardworking guy.
Yeah, I am. Stupid, but hardworking.
Well, it's the money. You're doing it for the money.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure. You're probably wondering where the jingles theme is right about now.
I am.
Become the letters. There it is. The lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now. Yeah.
Oh, perfect letter for, we were talking about leap year, Dickie D from Jim Driscoll. Thought you might be interested. I did a little research and found that the next time leap day falls on a Friday will be February 29th, 2036.
Well, there you go. That'll be episode 4800.
No, he's got it here.
He figured it out.
Here. That means the next Warehouse Friday Leap Day show will be episode 7,795.
We can't get into four digits.
I don't know. He said, I, for one, will still be listening. Oh, I will be hunched over in a wheelchair in a nursing home, but I will be listening.
How do you think I'm going to feel? 2036. Wow.
Oh, wait a second. I'm a little behind on listening. So if you guys go on hiatus, like Leo goes to Egypt or something, then I'll keep on listening until you come back. We're gonna go on. We're continuing.
We are not going to miss another show ever.
Whether he's in Egypt or
Australia. I have traveled a lot this year, haven't I?
You really have.
But I'm not going to Canada anymore, so that's going to save me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You promise.
Well, maybe I will.
Okay.
I don't know. So let's wrap her up, because tomorrow you've got to get to the warehouse, get a gadget, run back, and deliver it all in the space of 4.5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.